from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The National Weather Service predicts a slight chance of snow today and later tonight. Area counties have their maintenance departments prepared just in case there is a serious snowfall. Eddy County Road Supervisor Jason Burns.
We have our salt trucks and spreaders ready. We have our equipment in the yards ready to mobilize where they need to be if the weather should come in.
Lee County Emergency Management Supervisor Lorenzo Velasquez says that his department,
we will monitor the weather, we will monitor the conditions, and any updates that come in, we'll go ahead and post them on Facebook and on Lee County webpage to keep the public informed.
The Carlsbad Community Foundation received a $120,000 contribution from Chevron's Catalyst Fund. Chevron began their Catalyst Fund as a benefactor for the Carlsbad Community Foundation in 2016. Some of the agencies receiving funding are the Carlsbad Battered Family Shelter, also the Carlsbad Community of Hope Center, the Eddy County CASA, Packs for Hunger, among others. Because of New Mexico's health mandates, which include the closures of bars, could mean less people drinking and driving by revelers on New Year's Eve. However, more people might be staying home and consuming alcohol to usher in 2021, which could lead to domestic issues. Lee County Sheriff's Public Information Officer Deputy Vivian Martinez explains.
It's very possible that there could be domestics between family members, disagreements and arguments. Whenever you're consuming alcohol and you've got a group of people consuming alcohol, it's very likely there's going to be some issues come up and there's going to be disagreements, and the alcohol fuels the fire. You've got, physical altercations,
which could lead Lee County deputies or other law enforcement to respond to the situation.
And they may very well have to spend the entire weekend in jail. Yeah, before you see the judge, because the courts are closed on January 1st.
Martinez adds that if you're going to celebrate at home, drink responsibly. And please don't drink and drive. And from our MTD Radio family to yours, have a happy and safe new year. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.